This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. We live in a time, period, and era dominated by sin, vice, and transgression, promiscuity, infidelity, disloyalty, fornication, zina, incest, and Allah forbid, even beyond bestiality has become the order of the day. There's barely a young man who has been rescued from the scourge of recreational drugs. And in this environment, it is quite challenging and daunting to raise children, and likewise for children to be protected and insulated against the onslaught against one and all. But imagine in an environment like this, and this is a real scenario, a young boy, an adolescent kid going through the hormonal growth spurts, as they would say, moving on from a youngster into adulthood, calls his dad and says, "Dad, I need to have a sit down with you." Or a young woman calls her mom and says, "Mom, I need to have a meeting with you." Anyone who is a parent will know and appreciate the fear that will grip the heart of that parent, the anxiety that will plague the mind of that parent. The most scary thoughts will envelop them. Has he done this? Has she done that? Has he reverted to his old habits? What has happened in his life? Why does he want to have a meeting with me? But today I share with you a very, very rich and a very meaningful dialogue, and hopefully it can be a motivation for one and all, and in more particular the youth. And I'm referring to the rich dialogue between Abdullah ibn Zubair radiyallahu anhuma and his mum Asma bint Abi Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. So Abdullah was the son of Zubair radiyallahu anhu, and Asma was the daughter of Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. It was on the eve of his death. Abdullah ibn Zubair comes to his mom Asma, who was 100 years of age, and her entire, cognitive skills were still intact. The narration suggests, لم يغب من عقلها شيء. She was alert, she was focused, her cognitive abilities were intact. In fact, لم يسقط من سنها شيء. Even her teeth were intact. Even her teeth were intact. Yes, she was visually impaired. So the son comes to his mom and says to his mom, "Oh, my mom, I need to talk to you." Wow. So we have a scenario today. We have a challenge today where a young boy phones or drops a WhatsApp or says, "Dad, call back," and you go into panic. What happened? Did he meet up in an accident? Did he commit a crime? Is he involved in any gangsterism? Has he been implicated in any crime or offense? Those are the fears that haunt you. And may Allah make it easy and guide one and all. But this is the secret, and this is the private discussion the young boy has with his mom on the eve of his death. When he was in the battle against Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, he says, "Oh, my mom, I would like to divulge the following to you." And she's like, "I'm all ears, I'm listening, go for it, oh my son, what do you have to tell me?" Allahu Akbar, this is richness, this is true wealth. He says, "Kuni ala thika, annabnaki lam yata'ammad ityana munkarin qattu." "Oh, my mom, I've never told you this, but today is the day I want to divulge this to you. I'm happy to inform you that your son," referring to himself, "in my entire life, لم يتعمد كوني على ثقة أن ابنك لم يتعمد إتيان منكر قط." In my entire life, I never deliberately disobeyed Allah once. My word. Try and understand this. So I never premeditated a crime. I never orchestrated a crime. I never slept over something as a human, as a mortal. Yes, I could succumb and I did succumb. But it was not premeditated. It was not orchestrated. It was not deliberate. It was not conscious. Kuni ala thika. Can you imagine what a slate this is? What a rich manner in which to leave this world. كوني على ثقة أن ابنك لم يتعمد إتيان منكر قط وما عمل بفاحشة قط. And oh my mom, I'm happy to inform you, in my entire life, I never perpetrated an act of immorality or indecency. Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu used to say, ما زنيت قبل الإسلام ولا بعد الإسلام. I did not perpetrate the crime of zina and fornication pre-Islam, and all the more I had stayed away and abstained from it post-Islam. ولم يتعمد إتيان منكر وما عمل بفاحشة قط ولم يغدر في أمان قط. And oh my mom. And again, if you appreciate the Arabic emphasis, he's using the word qattu. So qattu in Arabic comes to negate something in the past tense in totality. That at all I did not perpetrate or commit or indulge in this crime. So, oh my mom, I'm happy to tell you that in my entire life, I had never committed a breach in my trust. Anyone who had entrusted me with anything, لم يتعمد إتيان منكر قط وما عمل بفاحشة قط ولم يغدر في أمان قط. Allah forbid, we can barely have one clean day where we did not, where we're free of deceiving someone, or we're free of any form of inflicting harm on any person. He is giving his entire life record and sharing these rich, fulfilling moments with his mom on the eve of his death. And then he goes on to say, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٌ عِنْدَهُ آثَرْ مِنْ رِضَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلٍ. And oh my mom, I'm happy to tell you, there was nothing in my life that gave me a greater sense of joy than pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was my mission, that was my vision, that was the motto of my life, is to please my Creator. And now look at the humility, look at the humbleness. وَلَا أَقُولُ ذَلِكَ تَزْكِيَةً لِنَفْسِي وَإِنَّمَا قُلْتُهُ لِأُدْخِلَ الْعَزَاءَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. And I don't say this to pontify myself, to blow my trumpet, to exonerate my soul, but I only share these rich moments with you so that you can take solace from it after my demise. What was the response of this mother? Can you imagine the tears of joy? Can you imagine the tears of joy? If a mom discovers that some boys in the neighborhood were involved in a particular crime, in burglary, in theft, in fornication, in drugs, and there was fear that her son was part of that group, and subsequently she discovered that her son was free of it and he was innocent, can you imagine the jubilation, the excitement, the tears of joy that would trickle down the eyes of that mom to say, Alhamdulillah, my son was innocent and he was free. What words can adequately describe the joy of this mom? And how does she respond by saying, Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'alaka ala ma yuhibbu wa uhib. All praise belongs to Allah, who shaped you and fashioned you to this level in a manner that I am pleased with you, and hopefully he is pleased with you. And then he bids farewell to his mom and he says, oh my mom, I doubt we will meet in this world, and hopefully we will meet in Akhirah. But please don't fall short in making a dua for me. Continue your prayers in my favor. And then the mom raises her hands. Now, who was this woman? This was Asma, the daughter of Abu Bakr. These were the very hands, meaning her hands, that had prepared food for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the journey of Hijrah, when he went with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And Abu Bakr had prepared two conveyances, one for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and one for himself. And he teared out of joy when he received the good news that he will be accompanying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. ورد الكتاب من الحبيب بأنه سيزورني فاستعبرت أجفاني بالبكاء غلب السرور علي حتى أنني من فرط ما قد سرني أبكاني يا عين صار الدمع عندك عادة تبكين من فرح ومن أحزاني. Where the poet speaks about the tears of joy, and she had prepared food, and then she split her apron in half and she wrapped the food up for the Prophet sallallahu in her apron, and hence he then conferred the title of Dhatun Nitaqain. And these were the du'as she made for her son on that evening when they parted ways, knowing that they will be reunited in Jannah. Allahumma arham, Allahumma arham tula qiyamihi wa shiddata nahibihi fi sawadil layli wa nasu niyam. Oh Allah, you reward my son for spending those long nights in prayer in the darkness of the night when the entire creation was fast asleep. Allahumma arham ju'ahu, Allahumma arham ju'ahu wa dham'ahu fi hawajir al-Madina wa Makkah wa huwa sa'im. Oh Allah, you reward him for the optional fast that he observed in Makkah and Medina in the sweltering heat. The optional fast that he would observe, you reward him handsomely for that. Then this part of her prayer is just most amazing. The narration suggests that Asma radiallahu anha and her husband, Zubair ibn al-Awam, were separated and there was a divorce. The narrations vary on the reason of this divorce. However, when she prayed for her son, She made an amazing dua. Allahumma arham birrahu bi abihi wa ummihi. Oh Allah, my son was obedient to me and dutiful to his father. Reward him for his kindness to his father and reward him for his obedience to me. That is so amazing. We live in a society where unfortunately divorce has become the order of the day. And more tragic than that is, by and large, one parent, either deliberately or inadvertently, negatively indoctrinates the children against the other parent. And often the children are used as a ransom against that parent. And I personally have dealt with so many cases where either the mother or the father are crying because the other partner has barred them from seeing their own children. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the beautiful teachings of Asma radiyallahu anha. Allahumma arham birrahu bi abihi wa ummihi. I had once visited an island on a lecture tour, and a young man was taking me around, and he said to me that my mom and my dad had divorced while I was a young child. And I was staying with my mom, and as I grew up, I asked my mom some questions about my dad. And she said, he's abandoned you, he's forsaken you, and you have no relation with him. But as I grew up, I felt the need that I need to inquire about my dad. And she said to me, if ever you make contact with your dad, I disown you. So I was quite scared to make contact with my dad because I was living with my mom and I, you know, just moved through the motions of life. But as time evolved and I grew and I matured, and then Allah gave me my own business and I was now established and I was anchored and I was now going for my first Hajj. And the morning I'm leaving for Hajj, a thought came to my mind. I'm going to the house of Allah to hold the Kaaba, to ask Allah for forgiveness and guidance, but I have not reconciled with my dad. And that guilt hit me so bad, and I started the search for my dad, and alhamdulillah, I met up with my dad. And ever since, I have a peaceful relation both with my dad and my mom. I don't inform my mom about my dad. I don't inform my dad about my mom. And I said, but that is precisely what we need, maturity from the youth. So look at the dua of Asma radiyallahu anha. She said, Allah, you reward him for how obedient he was to his father, how dutiful he was to his mom. Allahumma inni qad sallamtuhu li amrik wa radhitu bima qadayta lahu fa athibni alayhi thawab as-sabirin. Allah, I'm happy with whatever you decree for my child, oh Allah. Allah, grant me patience and perseverance to patiently endure whatever you have decreed for him. لَمْ تَغْرُبْ شَمْسُ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ إِلَّا وَقَدْ لَحِقَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بِرَبِّهِ. Before the sun of that day could set on the western horizon, Abdullah had returned to his Lord. So my message out to the youth is, let us aspire. This is a legacy. Of course, we cannot leave with such a clean slate. But at least out of all these accomplishments and spiritual feat that he had, let us die, inshallah, in a manner that we can also be free and we can also share these rich moments with our parents. At some point or some discussion to say, Mom, I'm happy to inform you that alhamdulillah, in my entire life, I had never ever indulged in anything forbidden or haram. May Allah make that a reality, and may Allah bless us with such noble, pious, and obedient offspring.